RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
Doug Karsh, Jeff Rieger in for Gator. It is the Karsh and Anderson program, final hour of the show. Lots of venting with the Lions, and understandably so. I mean, that was a disappointing result. A pathetic game, all around. It was just a terrible football game. And unfortunately, the Lions did a great job all year of not turning the football over, turned it over 6 times. Like, that is, Jeff, the more I think about that, 8 turnovers all year and then 6 in one game. How does that happen? How does that even happen?
Yeah, I don't know. It reminds me of the Commanders game of last year, right? When everybody and their uncle was picking the Lions to win, a 10.5-point favorite, and then they just did nothing but cough up the football 5 times. I guess you could say you're due, Doug. It's wild to me that you lost to Brosmer. That's the thing that kills me. I think we could do a whole topic about the most startling, shocking thing that came out of yesterday.
Yeah. I mean, could I have foreseen them losing the battle at the line of scrimmage offensively? Yeah, I could see that defense giving them problems. Did I expect it to be that bad? No. They couldn't run block. They couldn't pass protect. Well, I mean, it was dreadful.
Do you think the Pittsburgh loss, with how it happened and how demoralizing it was, did anything to this team moving forward? Like, I'm not saying they didn't want to be there, but
yeah, I think it's possible that took a lot of starch out of them. But now it shouldn't.
Kind of feels that way.
You got to be a pro. But, you know, looking back, I wonder if they'd admit it in a quiet moment that that's where they really lost their realistic hopes of being able to make the playoffs and to make a run in the playoffs. They were going to have to get hot, and they fully, like, talking to Goff every week, I felt like he fully believed it. I think Dan Campbell fully believed that they could do it, which is great. They should. They didn't give up, but I do wonder how much damage that, that's a good question. Did the Pittsburgh loss and how they lost it do some damage?
Well, it's funny you mention that, because during the Netflix, and I don't know how many people just stay tuned in, because the broadcast was awful. I mean, Eagle and Drew Brees, not a great combination, but they did point out early in the broadcast that Dan Campbell made the quote to them saying, "I only want to make the playoffs if we think we can make noise in the playoffs. And we're trying to figure that out right now." And I think the answer obviously right now is no. They can't make noise in the playoffs even if they were to get in. Now, I do wonder if what we saw yesterday was kind of the beginning of answering that question.
Well, yeah, well, the last 6 days, if you think about it, if they beat Pittsburgh and they beat Minnesota, they'd be hot going into that Chicago game with a chance. Then they'd have to beat Chicago to get in.
And if they
and
did
team that.
That
did that would look like it. But in the last 6 days, the answer is a resounding no. They weren't going to be a hot team going into the playoffs. And obviously, it's a moot point because they aren't going to make it. But 248-539-9797. Let's get back to your phone calls. Rico is next on 97.1. Hello, Rico.
Hello. I'm going to turn my radio down so I can hear your response appropriately. I'll say this. I'm like almost 70 years old, and I've watched the Eagles. They went totally bad for like a season or two. Next thing we know, they're in the Super Bowl. So why can't the Lions do that? Here's the thing. The Lions need to retool. They ain't going to finish with a 10-7 record because Chicago is actually probably frosting at the mouth, waiting on the Lions to come there for the last game.
That game could be for a one seed.
9-8, 8-9 or whatever. But I'm going to hang up and you tell me what you think.
But what was the question? If they could,
I don't know what we're supposed to tell.
Rico, what's the question?
The question is, can the Lions beat Chicago and get into the playoffs?
No, no, they're out.
No, they're already
eliminated. Season done.
Yeah, they're already eliminated.
Yeah.
So that's an easy question to answer.
That was.
No, they cannot beat Chicago or get into the playoffs. your point about the Eagles is interesting, right? Because the Eagles famously stood pat and took a beating in Philadelphia last year at the trade deadline and went on to win the Super Bowl. So I've kind of been watching like the arc of the Eagles' successes and failures and how that they are people respond to them. They won a Super Bowl in 2017. Then they went 9-7, 9-7, 4-11, 9-8. Then 14-3, 11-6, 14-3, and back on top. They've stayed near the top with some bad seasons mixed in. The 49ers, right? The 49ers had just had back-to-back Super Bowl. Well, not back-to-back, but they went to the NFC title game a few times. They went to Super Bowls and lost, multiple Super Bowls and lost, right? There, we're talking about a 49er team that in between has a six-win season and has 2 6-win seasons, right? The 49ers are back in the mix. They went 13-3, 6-10, 10-7, 13-4, 12-5, 6-11, and now they're back in the mix. If you're good, you can have a season like this and come right back. It doesn't mean the formula means you have a bad year, but that's why if you look at a lot of good teams, this can happen to you. You can just have one of those years, and you do your best to keep it from happening, and you have to address your weaknesses. But this doesn't mean they're doomed. It doesn't. They have to have a good offseason. There's a lot of premium on this offseason.
I can't wait for the offseason because it will tell you what kind of executive that you really have, who's been outstanding to start and hasn't been as outstanding over the last couple of years. So I would agree with you there. The money that they have to spend is going to be interesting as well. So many questions, Doug, but they brought up the Eagles. And the Eagles had talent. They didn't have the coordinators a couple of years ago. They had Matt Patricia running their defense. They had to fire both guys. And then they ended up winning the Super Bowl because they got it right. And then
you know what they had?
Yeah.
They had a great offseason.
That
it's
is
like
true.
We're asking. Yeah, that's what it is, whether it's coaches or players. Brad Holmes has to have a great offseason. Period. Right?
Oh, I don't disagree there.
Matt is next.
I thought that was a statement, not a question.
No, it's not a question. It's just for the first time, there is some pressure. I guess my point is, for the first time, there is some pressure for Brad Holmes to have a damn good offseason. Like a damn good offseason. Because if he doesn't, and next year doesn't work out, now we're talking about probably a more legitimate hot seat position.
Oh, no question about it. Yeah, you get this year.
That's my point. Like he's allowed – there's not realistic talk about hot seat and Brad Holmes.
No.
But if he doesn't have a good offseason and things either don't get better or get worse – then there's going to be more realistic conversation starters.
Do you remember how anticipated the Scott Harris press conference was? What he did at the trade deadline and how excited or interested people were to hear from Scott Harris? We carried it live right here on 97.1. I think there's going to be the same anticipation to hear what Brad Holmes has to say whenever he happens to talk.
Didn't quite know what you were getting at, but yes. Oh, I think people are – look, he talked last year before and after the season. This year he's going to do the same thing. I'm going to be – I mean, I assume he's going to do the same thing. I assume we're going to hear from him.
Oh, we will. Yeah, he'll talk after the season.
It's
probably the week after.
It's going to be fascinating because I don't disagree too much with Brad did, but Brad last year in his postseason press conference, I think it was last year, he wanted to bring out all these receipts.
A couple years ago when they made the NFC title game.
Okay, is that what it was? I thought it was really odd and he didn't need to do that. And, you know, it was one of the few things where I was like, Brad, what are we doing here? And he made, it sounds like, my guess is it's going to be a little bit more humble tone this time around.
It's got to be. It's got to be. There's no question, but I do think he's been great, but he rubbed the fans the wrong way, because you got to watch what you say. When things are going great, you got to understand that the downfall could be just around the corner. So to break out the receipts and question the reporters, dude, you should question what the media says, without a doubt. But you got to be careful, because if things fall out, then you know how the fans react. And the fans are not reacting well.
Well, I don't know that your comment, the premise that he bothered fans. I think he probably bothered some fans. I think most fans don't care.
I think most fans care.
I think most fans just want to know what the product looks like on the field. I don't think they care what he says to us.
Oh, you don't think he rubbed the it's not about us.
I didn't say some, some fans, yes. You said the fans. And, you know, I think
more fans than not. If you know how you guys do that 10 text thing.
Yeah.
I think if we did that, do we have that power? Do I have that power? We need 10 text. Did his comments 2 years ago bother you? Is that the question?
I mean, it can be. I just think you're misinterpreting our audience as being representative of all the fans.
Oh, you mean the radio audience?
I think people listen to sports talk radio on December 26th at 1 in the afternoon are different than most fans. That's what I'm saying.
Oh, why? Because most fans have jobs.
I think people have a little bit more. People have a little bit more going on these days. If you're locked into us, God bless you.
10 checks. Did those comments 2 years ago bother you?
248-539-9797. We'll get to more of your phone calls and feedback coming up. It's Carson Anderson, and Rieger's in for Anderson here on 97.1. All right, here we go. Here's the feedback coming into the Carson Anderson.
Oh, did we get 10 text?
We did.
Ooh. Are we betting on this? Do we get the bet or no?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, Jeff, I've learned something about you.
What's that?
You bet to prove a point, not to win.
Well,
I bet to win. You try to bet to prove a point.
You know what?
I've discovered this about you.
I was ready to be very offended by what you said, but you might not be that far off. But
I only make bets that I'm like close to sure I'm going to win.
Yeah. Well,
and I'm saying I don't speak for all fans. I didn't like the comments, but I was guessing that most fans didn't care what Brad Holmes said. You think the fans do care? I think it depends on who you ask, obviously. But here we got 10 texts.
I'm excited. Oh, I'm going to keep track. This is good.
Yep. Yes, they bothered me, and so did Goff's last week. That's from Tom in Heartland.
One.
From Al. It was a little odd, but I don't really care about receipts that Holmes kept.
What do we count that one as? That's a no?
Really care. Okay. I think pretty much says
damn
it's a no.
I wanted that guy's vote.
Derek in Brighton says, Brad Holmes' comments didn't bother me. What will bother me is if they don't make moves this offseason, filling obvious holes on the roster. So those comments, he's a no.
That's a 1-2.
Drew in Milford, nope. GM comments do not bother me at all. All I care about is the team on the field.
I'm behind here.
Nate Navan says, yes, Brad's comments bother me to this day.
All right.
Fire Brad Holmes.
So that's 3-2.
That guy agrees with you. Fire Brad Holmes guy agrees with you.
You know what? Just on the one part. I didn't say fire Brad Holmes. So so just to rehash, we're halfway through. It's not a bloodbath. 3 no's, 2 yeses. Go ahead. This is exciting.
Ryan in a car, don't pull out receipts until you've won a Super Bowl. The comments did bother me. Felt very amateurish.
We're coming back.
Next one. Hell yes, those comments bother me. The arrogance that organization holds and to not perform disgusting.
I need one more not to lose.
Brian in Utica says, yes, absolutely. Ever since his interview with you guys, my life for him started going down.
That's 5-3.
Lock and Commerce, yes, they bother me quite a bit. He's too arrogant.
6-3, bloodbath.
Holmes, yes, he did piss me off with his comments.
Ooh.
And look where you are now.
No, I just ran it up.
Yes, receipts.
Like Dan did to Ben.
You were right. But.
No buts, Doug. No buts.
There is a but.
Come on.
There is a but. I would like to ask the people not listening to this show.
What, just the people that agree?
I think most fans are casual fans. I think people, like I said, listening to us on a Friday day after Christmas are probably a little bit more than casual. But with that said, congratulations. This is huge for you, Jeff.
Did we bet? I forget.
This is huge. No, I don't make bets unless I think I'm going to win. Okay. I don't bet to prove points.
It's a big win.
I notice you always bet on playing golf.
Yeah. Oh,
and
yeah.
And I'm like, I have an awareness of my limitations.
Doug, can we get to the bottom of this very quickly? I meant to bring this up.
Which is?
When I bet Gator on the golf match.
Yeah, and he destroyed you. Wasn't it a humiliation?
Get the questions out of the way first, then I'll continue. What else you got?
All right, sorry.
Can continue. When I bet him, I had every belief I was going to beat him. And I'll bet him again next year, too. Now, it didn't work out that way. Gator played well, and I sure did. But I'm capable of beating him. Just didn't do it that day.
So, again,
yeah, yeah.
I am fully aware of my golf limitations, Jeff. Yeah.
Would you bet me? I'm willing to bet you. Do you want to play?
No.
Why?
First of all, 4 hours is enough today.
I get the feeling you don't like me very much.
No, I don't bet on my own golf game. I know what I'm not good at, Jeff. We have a fundamental difference. I know what I'm not. I don't bet on bad golfers.
Okay.
I don't. I'm not going to bet anybody on my golf game.
I got the feeling you were very happy that Gator beat me. And that kind of hurt my feelings.
I was thrilled. But so was everybody else.
Nobody was up. No, my daughter was cheering for me.
Excellent.
And so was my wife, I think.
Excellent.
Yes. By the way, I didn't mind drinking beer out of a shoe.
This was a win. Hold on. This was a win for you.
You damn straight it was.
You get the win here.
I'm going to put this on social media. Can I say I owned you? Can I say I dunked on you or not?
If it makes you feel better, sure. Do it. Go right ahead. Hey, good for you, man. We're all proud of you.
Every now and then, my friend. You know, I came into today's game with a purpose. I mentally prepared, and I got the job done. Thank you.
Yeah, well, again, congrats.
Don't act like it's not Matt. You wanted it, Doug. Admit it.
I don't claim to know. I'm surprised at these results, but I also don't ever try to speak for fans. And so I was wrong on this one, but there's a reason why I don't try to speak for fans. So let's get back to your phone calls. We go to Matt. You're next on 97.1. Hello, Matt.
Hey, y'all. Thanks for taking my call.
What's up, Matt?
Agreed. Some of us have a little bit too much time on our hands today, and I don't know if we're representative of the general fan base. But congrats, Rieger.
Well, you guys are fans, so of course you represent the fan base. I can't help who's responding or not.
We're a segment. No, you can't. It's true. But I just wanted to say that, you know, yesterday was painful. You know, I would have liked, obviously, I'm always going to root for the Lions to win, but there was a small part of me that was kind of hoping that they were not going to win these next two games. And there's a small part of me that is glad that they face-planted in such spectacular fashion.
Why?
Because, no, only for the future. And because I think there's been a lot of stubbornness from Brad Holmes. There's been a lot of, oh, we're so close. Oh, there's just one or two things we need to tweak. I breathed such a sigh of relief yesterday when I heard Dan Campbell say, okay, me and Brad really need to sit down and talk. Because I think about the Scott Harris situation that y'all were just talking about. I think the fact that they made it as far in the playoffs as they did last year gave Scott Harris kind of, in his own mind, maybe not carte blanche, but this excuse to say, well, hey, look what we did here.
That it's working.
Right? Right, exactly. Whereas now, there's no way for Brad and Dan to look at this and say, like, oh, well, we were so close. It's just a tweak here, it's a tweak there. They have to look at what's exactly in front of them. And that gives me more hope for the future in terms of them actually doing something about it than if they had just squeaked into the playoffs or even won the last couple games and, oh, Green Bay wins a game. And,
if they had gotten into the playoffs, that meant they would have had to win some games. And if they had to win some games, all I think about is how outmatched Washington appeared to be last year. And look how far they made it. They won two road games in the postseason. I would not trade that opportunity to hope that they'll be motivated. I think it's having been around a lot of coaches, okay, and talked to them, and not these guys as much. I don't know them intimately, but what I find is that they are far more aware of their flaws, and they know of other flaws that we don't even talk about. Not all coaches, but I don't think that they would be ignoring issues.
I agree with you. I think Brad is pretty aware. So is Dan. So is everybody in the organization.
I don't think they needed yesterday. Right. I don't think there's something yesterday right. was that they needed.
But to the fans that are fed up, to the fans that wanted more last offseason, I totally understand that caller's perspective. That if you're going to lose, lose like that with fireworks. So leave nothing up to guessing that, yes, Brad now has to react. But I agree with you. He's what's going to react regardless. Yeah. If he didn't react, then yeah, you fire him because he's not a good executive.
Let's go to Steven next on 97.1. Hello, Steven.
Hi, guys. How are you? Merry Christmas.
Steven, Merry Christmas.
So I think this is the year where if they're gonna retool and improve, I think they need to do it through the off season and in trades. I don't think it's gonna happen in the draft. I think they're really close. I think they had a very tough year this year with injuries, just like last year. I think the offensive line not doing anything really hurt them. So I don't see it happening in the draft. So this is the year where I would really hope he would utilize trading some draft capital. I don't want to name names because I know you guys were not going to go down that road, but someone of like Jeffrey Simmons, who is at Tennessee, who obviously Tennessee is looking to rebuild and get draft picks, and you can shore up that defensive line. The defensive line, Doug, I agree with you, and I've been saying this all year. We knew what the offensive line was going to be like. We knew when we lost Ragnow and we weren't going to get – we didn't really do much to fill that hole. The defensive line with the run game was awful all year. It wasn't just – now it has not been good all year, and they need to figure that out. DJ Reader was disappointing. Ali McNeil was disappointing. And there was that article in the Detroit News about trading Ali McNeil. This might be the time to do it.
Sure.
But I think it has to get done in the off season, and it cannot be wait until draft time. And let's try to draft our own and sign our, they have to start.
They
trading
need a veteran.
Pieces.
They need a veteran
they
center.
They
a
do.
A veteran center is become an utmost priority to me. And then you got to figure out, Because let's be clear, you'd love to have a veteran, established veteran star player at every position. You really would, but you can't do that in a cap world. So which ones are you going to try and get away with, younger players or inexpensive players, and which ones do you want to invest in? I got to tell you, that center spot is one that has become an utmost priority to me.
And nobody disagrees, but he was talking about the defensive line and Ali McNeil and DJ Reader and Aiden Hutchinson. That line as well, a ton of uncertainty. I mean, I know people love to talk about the opposite edge, but even your defensive tackles, like is Tyleek Williams going to take that next step? I got to believe Reader's gone. And what do you do with McNeil? Was it simply came back from injury, could never find his footing? He looked great in that Bucs game, but he hasn't been anywhere close to that. And that's a dude making a lot of money. So as many holes as you got in the O-line, I'd argue that you got pretty much the same amount in the D-line.
Yeah, I don't think you're wrong. 248-539-9797. We got open lines. You want to get in, keep talking Lions. Kyle Whittingham looks like he's headed to Michigan. We've got a fan press conference today. I can't believe that's a real statement, but it is. So lots to get to. Yeah. Yeah. Well, you said you did 2 hours on this guy?
We did an hour. We were talking Lions, and then word gets out that he's having a press conference. So Rico and I... it was fun. Rico was very passionate about it, and I just find it humorous.
Yeah. It's Carson Anderson, Rieger's in for Anderson here on 97.1.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoes shoe shopping isn't fun. Are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Doug Karsh, Jeff Rieger, 97.1. Rieger in for Gator today. It's the Karsh and Anderson program, 248-539-9797. Let's get back to your phone calls. We got Mark next here on 97.1. Hello, Mark.
Hey, Mark.
Gentlemen, thanks for working the holiday weekend here.
Yeah, man.
You're welcome.
I'm on DK Metcalf's side on this one. That dude went all the way up there. And when you're pushing people's buttons, especially athletes, with that amount of adrenaline, a flinch of a slap does not equate going into the stands and pummeling somebody. It's a in-the-moment, heat-of-the-moment reaction. I was shocked he got two games. And beyond just that, it's a question of just biology. I have actually had the chance to meet an NFL referee once, and that's why they allow shoving. You can't have their adrenal glands produce that much adrenaline in bodies that have that much testosterone and shut it off on a dime. It doesn't work. I'm shocked DK got two games. I thought it would be a fine.
Why do you think other players don't do what he did then? Because I'm sure he's not the only one that's gotten heckled.
I think he's the only one that's gotten it. I really think this is a rarity that a crackpot is going to walk up half a section and maybe not racial stuff, but
sure,
enough of slang language to where when DK got miffed, he then laid into the, Dakarius, I see how it is. So it might not have been racial, but he was making fun of his name and then laid into the spelling of it like people do with Eldrick Woods.
Hey Mark, I think
yes. He's
DK Metcalf's no different than us, other than playing a game and making millions and having a great body,
he's very
right?
Good. I would disagree.
Well,
he's way different. The testosterone and adrenaline is a whole different biological
but I'm just
thing.
Saying, when you got a bad day, we've all been there, road raging in traffic, getting pissed off at work. And I think he just got triggered. And obviously he went up to him. Now, listen, I am not condoning what he did, not that he cares what I think. But if you do watch the so-called punch, I don't think he ever intended to punch him. It looked like a wrestling move. Like, I don't think...
I agree.
I think it maybe to scare him, but not to punch him. But you still can't do that, so I'm not surprised he got suspended a couple games.
If the Lions offered up the security guard who was taking DK's side and saying this guy is a known rabble rouser, I wonder if the fine, or if the suspension would have been different. Would the league have let the Lions?
I don't know, but the Lions aren't even banning the guy. And thanks for the call, Mark. Usually, when something like this happens, a fan interaction, they'll find your season tickets and they'll ban you, Doug. And you're not allowed to go back. So they didn't ban him. So maybe that's a check plus for the fan.
I'm not on anybody's side here. I'm not on DK's side, nor am I on the fan's side.
You're Sweden.
I think they both. Well, I think they both messed up. It's hard for me to get in the head of what somebody heckling what they think the end game is. That's one. And I mean, it doesn't sound like any fun to be honest with you. So I'm not quite sure. I think some people want the attention, and I'm not sure you do.
Douglas,
certainly not that kind of it. And DK. You can't react that way. Plenty of players get heckled and show restraint and don't get suspended and don't get fined.
I actually, you know how they teach classes for everything these days?
Yeah.
Yeah. I actually got asked, I was keeping this under wraps, but it's a good time to announce it. I got asked to teach a heckling class at University of Michigan. I will take you under my wing. I will teach you all about it. I know more than you need to know about the heckling. Yes,
Jeff. I think I want to stop you right here.
Yeah. Yes.
I want to make sure people don't take you seriously.
I don't think they are, Doug.
I just want to make sure there's clarity here. Jeff indeed was not offered a position to teach a class at the University of Michigan.
You take offense
sure
to that way.
Oh, that
you take.
I just want to make sure.
Hold on. Can I change it? Let's see how you react to this one, Doug. I got offered a position of heckling 104 at Michigan State. Do you have a problem with that one?
Again, people do not. He's being facetious. I just want to make sure,
Doug.
Everybody, our higher levels of education are not offering Jeff Rieger jobs in teaching heckling. I just want to make sure.
Will you stop? I was hoping to get a bidding war.
If one
institution is interested, maybe another one is. Doug, you don't think very highly of the listeners. You think you need to tell the listeners that I'm kidding?
I'm just making sure that everybody is understanding not to take Jeff seriously, that our institutions of higher learning are not offering him a position as an instructor. So,
wow.
Let's go to Tom. You're next on 97.1. Hi, Tom.
Thanks a lot, Doug. Tom,
gentlemen, how you doing this afternoon?
What's up?
Listen, I called a couple other times, and everybody's just finger-pointing the defensive line, offensive line, defensive backfield, which I understand. But to watch the three linebackers for Minnesota and for Pittsburgh play, I've been always against this Barnes and Manzalone for the last 2 years, and they just keep playing them. I can't understand that thinking of Campbell or anything, because that linebacking crew is more important than the defensive linemen, because the defensive linemen, once you get past them, those two guys from Pittsburgh that went back 45 yards, on that side of Barnes. Barnes is terrible, and so is Anzalone.
What
do you guys think?
First of all, it's Anzalone. But secondly, when you say you can't believe he keeps playing him, you think there are better options on the bench?
Anybody better than them two. That one back from Pittsburgh, sir, he ran for 45 yards twice.
The angles the defensive backs took on those plays?
It's actually on the safeties for those two runs.
Yeah. Look, yes, I understand that too. But if you're
Tom, you're going to get your wish. Anzalone's going to be gone. Odds are he's going to play his last game as a Lion coming up on Sunday in Chicago. As far as Derek Barnes, I thought there was a stretch where Derek Barnes was dominant, and it kind of went away a little bit. But then again, when you get a depleted defense, what are you going to do? But I think Barnes has a role for sure. And then I know your guy, Jack Campbell, continues to put out a Pro Bowl level season, even though Aaron Rodgers is faster than him, and he's not as fast as a 41-year-old. Did you see that clip?
Do I think that the linebackers are a bigger problem than the defensive line in the run game this year? Not even close. I don't think the linebackers were anywhere close to the biggest problem in the run game. And quite frankly, they might have been the best they had in the run game was the linebacking position, personally. But 248-539-9797. Nancy is next. Hello, Nancy.
Hi, guys.
Hello, Nancy. How are you?
I'm great. Oh, I'm just great right after yesterday. I'm the coach's daughter rigger, remember?
Oh, that's right. Yes, yes. Well, still, yes, you can be great after a loss, you know?
No.
Next season's only six months away.
This was just so brutal. The last 2 weeks, so brutal. But here, I have to get this out first. Instead of we're talking about individual players, and of course, we need to restock. But one, I think we need to file, the boards need to file a grievance against the league, because there are demonstrable evidence there is to suggest that these referees have, they've made themselves a bigger part of any game than they should. And these calls, ridiculous. But the Steelers punching a fan and it didn't get called, that could have changed the game. What about the non-touchdown touchdown? I mean, we have had, you know, so many, like the obviously last week, right? The offensive interference.
They've been on the wrong side of some close calls, but I'm not sure how many of those calls have been wrong. There have been some misinterpretation or some interpretations, like the pass interference, the first one on Tesla. Dominique Foxworth went on, this is from the Pittsburgh game. Foxworth went on ESPN and
but
said, I played defensive
when
back, and that stuff happens all the time, and they're not pass interference. So,
the
false start on Kingsley yesterday was bizarre for moving his head, which he just looked up. I don't know what that was a false start, but.
You talking about the fourth down?
Was it fourth down or third down?
Right? It was fourth and one. Yeah, and then they had the punt.
On the first possession, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And have you seen the controversy?
Which one?
There's a video of an NFL official signaling false start, and then they called false start when obviously it was not false start. Now, that's not the reason they lost the game.
What do you mean?
There was a video of the guy behind, I think it's the Vikings bench. He's wearing his official's outfit. And he signals false start.
So sometimes they do the same sign that has to do with a running clock.
Maybe. But social media is a buzz with that one.
Great. 248-539-9797.
Doug, you seem perturbed. What's the issue?
No.
You seem upset today.
I'm not. I find that. I'm going to go look for this thing during the commercial break.
I'll send it to you.
Yeah, okay, do. Because I want to see what this is, because sometimes officials do that same sign, but it has to do with like a running clock. But nonetheless, so what is the implication? Is it somebody on the sideline?
The implication is that it's rigged, it's scripted, all the stuff we've heard before. So conspiracy stuff. Well, of course, yes. Okay, like after the Kansas City game with the golf touchdown and the NFL interview.
You're right about that. Conspiracy stuff does irritate me, but. 248-539-9797. Jeff is in for Gator. It is 97.1. Hey, it's
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes, if they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Jeff, I saw the video in question.
Yes,
it was
yes.
Not
what do you
the
think?
Play.
What do you think?
It was not the play I thought. I thought it was in reference to the first drive of the game. So this was later in the game. I believe it was in the third quarter. What do I think? I think it's pretty clear that this whole league is scripted, and I don't know why anybody watches.
Oh, my God. It took this long to say that, Doug. No. No, I only brought it up because it's fun.
Now,
let me also
be clear.
Yes, yes, yes.
Ben,
I'm not teaching a heckling class at University of Michigan.
I'm not teaching a hacking class, and I'm not serious. I don't see there any correlation between that.
I think we
so
do that.
Dude on the, yeah. But conspiracy theorists will have at it, for sure.
Well, the first false start, people were losing their mind.
Yep.
And listen, I understand why, because it was probably a bad call and it resulted in the Lions punting the football. And now you realize how the game turned out. Maybe one more drive is all it would have taken.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, could you imagine Minnesota's offense in a come from behind situation?
No. No.
I mean,
I could not.
Whatever. The Lions, we shouldn't make fun of them considering what the Lions offense looked like yesterday either. 248-539-9797. Let's go to who do we got next here? Is it Mark? I think we got Mark next.
We got Mark.
Hey, Mark.
Hey, how's it going, boys?
Good.
Mark, hello.
Living in Jacksonville, Florida now, but a longtime Lions fan. My question is, do you think it's wise to trade Goff for a mobile quarterback or quarterback that's willing to run for first down or escape the pass rush?
You basically can't because of the cap hit.
Goff did use his wheels to convert a 3rd and 9 yesterday.
Yeah, he did a couple things yesterday.
Yeah.
We were in the move, but it's not even really a conversation.
No, Mark, you can't do it.
How many times did he run?
Yeah, you're not going to be able to trade. Hit.
Yes, no.
Yeah, Mark, too much debt money. I mean,
Mark has left us. But no, Goff makes $70 million next year, or at least that's the cap hit. So
yeah, the dead money is what would be, but it's there's no way they're going to take that kind of cap hit for a quarterback that's still top five in the NFL in QB rating. I mean, he's not mobile. But
we've joked around a lot today. And
yes.
While I blame Goff a lot for yesterday and the Steelers game and the Rams game, he's your guy. You can't get any better. Holmes did have the comment. It's a lot easier to get worse at quarterback than better.
Yep.
You're stuck. And not that being stuck is a bad thing either. You're just, he's your guy. I think people realize that, but don't want to realize that.
If you think mobility of a quarterback is one of the most important traits, you will never be a Jared Goff fan. I personally do not. I think it is a trait, and I do like it when the quarterback is more mobile. However, all the things that Goff does that he does well, I put as more important than mobility. And I think if you look at Goff's season, even with its the failings and where he came up short, it's kind of on par with what he's been, done in Detroit. He's actually had a pretty good year. It's the offensive line that's taken the big step back. That seems pretty clear. So address that. When my tire light comes on, I don't change the oil.
Well, I drive electric, so I don't change oil. But yes, I understand.
Fair enough. I don't either.
Oh, okay. Well, I drive electric too. Look at you. All
but
right.
I'm trying to appeal to the masses here.
Oh, yes,
When your tire low pressure light comes on, you don't change the oil. So
I have a question that needs to be asked. Can you ask off this on Tuesday?
Sure. Somebody will.
Okay. Does he take back the golf carts? That line doesn't deserve them anymore.
No, I bet that question doesn't get asked.
You don't think you're going to? Well, why not?
Why not? Because I think you'd want to hang up the phone and want to do the full interview.
Last question.
Are you sure he hasn't been hired for the heckling class? He's pretty good.
I know, right? You know,
dude, I have so much knowledge to pass down.
In heckling?
Yes, of course.
Yes, we'll stay with heckling. I would agree. Ken, you've been listening.
Look at Doug. I've never heard Doug. Why don't you take this many shots at Gator? This is unbelievable. I am doing the Doug shot counter. You're up to 15.
I am
your whipping boy today. This is unbelievable. I'm not even getting hazard pay.
Ken, you've been listening to all of this. Do you have any comments on everything that's been said today?
I mean, it's pretty obvious. This is a humongous offseason for Brad Holmes and the Lions. I mean, this is where you... Of course, you can have down years. This is clearly one that didn't make the playoffs, but it's how you respond. And when people fear about windows closing, this is what they mean. You know, now all of a sudden, you started the year with two all-pro safeties. They might not even start next year, right? But I think it all goes down to this. And this is where the biggest, humongous part of this offseason is for this Lions team is they got to shore up that offensive line. They got to find out if Taylor Decker's coming back. If Frank Ragnow decides to come back, that's humongous. But if he doesn't, they got to get a center to anchor that offensive line because everything with this team revolves around protecting Jared Goff and running the football. Everything else, I think you can kind of, you know, you can kind of piece together somewhat. But if you get that offensive line going, then you get your identity back. And that's what I think this team has lost the last 2 months here is their identity. I think also, I know Brad Holmes says he does everything with conviction. You got to be able to move on from certain things, too. We see with Levi Onwuzurike, Pascal, Davenport, whatever. If Mahogany's not the guy, you got to move on. You know, like if you don't just be like, oh, I think he can get better. No, man, you got to know now. If you need a new center, go get a new center. You can't just count on these guys to develop, which it's kind of burned them this year, especially.
I feel like they have a good, they know better than everybody else who might be the guy and who might not be the guy, right? So act accordingly and figure out. I think the one area where I don't want it to be a drafted guy is center. I want a veteran center in there, you know? So yes. Get back to the phone calls. We go to Len next on 97.1. Hi, Len.
Hey, Len.
Hey there.
What's up, Len?
How you guys doing?
Wonderful. How are you?
Long time listener, first time caller.
Great. Thank you.
Can you hear me?
Yes, go ahead.
Okay, yeah. So I wanted to bring up two things. I guess all the rain is for all the Lions fans and the hope they had, the tears that's falling from their eyes. I'm glad this team didn't make the playoffs. It would have been a horrible showing. First thing I wanted to say is why, as a defensive coach, do they keep putting Davenport on the field, taking minutes from Muhammad? His energy yesterday was zero. He looked like a guy that was just running around trying not to get hurt for the 10th time this season.
I don't know. I don't know the answer to that question. And I don't – how many snaps do you think Davenport played?
Yesterday?
Yeah.
Did he play? I'm asking.
Yeah, I'm going to look it up. I don't know that he was out there a ton.
Yeah, I think Marcus Davenport is probably a guy that doesn't get his third year here in Detroit, just saying. Wow. Rico Beard in studio, getting ready to do a big 4 hours, talking to the fine Lions fans. What's up, Rico?
Gentlemen, Merry Christmas to you all.
How are you, Rico?
Good, Doug. Good.
It's good.
You should be happy. You got your guy. Looks like it's all but locked up.
Yeah, I think there's some critical things like staff related. I think it's really important that you know, he gets the right staff. But I do like the head coach. I think it's what Michigan football needed. Just a steadying, solid, like no nonsense, all steak, no sizzle kind of guy who doesn't seem to be in any way invites any controversy to the program, and they need that. And by almost all metrics, people think this is one of the top coaches in the country, but there are challenges to come with. He's got to cross some bridges, but that's the guy I wanted. Yep.
All right. Didn't go the Michigan man route. All right.
Not as important. I mean, because, look, I will say this. I mean, it was based off of Michigan man. It was. I feel like Michigan needs a Lloyd Carr figure now more than ever, and I think Kyle Whittingham is a lot like Lloyd Carr. Okay. And I think Kirk Ferentz is a lot like Lloyd Carr, but you weren't going to get Kirk Ferentz. So, yeah, I think Whittingham's kind of exactly what they need right now.
All right.
Yep. Crazy. I mean, crazy that Kyle Whittingham's in Ann Arbor and Pat Fitzgerald's in East Lansing. Imagine that. So
it is funny. Whittingham, yep, who took over for Urban Meyer at Michigan.
Right.
Circle yes of life, man.
What do you got planned coming up next?
Oh, my goodness. Lions. I got a hard question for Lions fans.
Season, what is it? Or you're not going to give it. That's a tease.
It's called a tease.
Okay. Wanted to hear that.
And we'll start the show off with that.
Wonderful.
Good. Plus, if anything happens with Michigan, we'll go ahead and
make it official.
Yeah.
Appreciate it. And, Jeff, thank you for being in. Do appreciate you being here. Have a great rest of your holiday, everybody.
You too.
Rico's next. Stay safe. Treat each other with respect. 97.1.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sag Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.